103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, 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 she named herself Margaret. She said that's her fake name.
Hi, Margaret.
She wants to be in the Kissmas Protection Program.
We got you.
She said, I can't agree on this with my husband. So for the second time, we're bringing a dilemma for Am I the Jerk?
Bed.
They've written in before. She said, Allie and DZ, hello. Am I the jerk if I tell our neighborhood kids to stop using our basketball hoop? She said, we've lived in our house for about 4 years. We have a basketball hoop in the front of our house that we use as a couple. There's also several hoops in our neighborhood, literally one next door. We don't have kids, but some of the kids and teens that we don't know and don't live on our block will come use our hoop without asking. I let it go the first few times, but lately they've been hanging and dangling from the hoop, pulling on the net, leaving garbage around, jumping and standing on our front porch furniture. My concern is, if they get hurt on our property, we would be liable and potentially damaging our property.
Hmm.
She's not wrong about that.
Fair.
Also, our dog hates kids, so she barks non-controllably at them, so the peace in the house leaves immediately. My husband doesn't want to be, quote, that neighbor, right, a.k.a. a Karen, but it's so bothersome. I told them to stop. They did for a while, but then they did it again and again and again with some extra teenage attitude. So my question is, am I the jerk because I told them to scram that they aren't welcome to use our hoop anymore? Side note, I have no idea where to even find the parents to talk to them. So I'm glad she put that in there.
Sure.
P.S. Listening to you both has become a staple in our marriage. We love you.
Love y'all back.
Aww.
Margaret. Even though I think you're kind of a jerk right now.
I don't think she's a jerk at all. You're going to come on my property and damage my stuff? I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the best kid in the neighborhood or the worst kid in the neighborhood. Get off my property. Get off my lawn in true old people form. Get off my lawn because
right,
you
Clint
have
Eastwood.
No respect for my stuff.
Yeah.
Let somebody come to your house and ruin your stuff. And then, oh, hell no.
I mean,
it would be on.
But they're kids. And if they do break
well,
something,
at least they're playing basketball.
I'd expect somebody to cough up some change for that and pay for it and make it right. But at the same time, they're kids. You're gonna have to take the basketball hoop down because there's clearly not a park for them to play at, or else they'd be at the park.
But that sucks because she said her and her husband use it. They actually use the basketball hoop, which is kind of cute.
But yeah, cute.
That they're out there playing basketball together.
Cute for y'all, Margaret, for sure. But at the same time, is it that big of a deal? You can have a very direct conversation with kids, and we underestimate how understanding kids can be. Y'all could play on our hoop. Because what if, besides them hanging on it and leaving some garbage?
Besides leaving garbage and hanging on it, that's not enough for you?
That's what I'm saying. It's enough. But it's enough to say, listen, if you guys are going to be here, because I personally don't have a problem with this, if you guys are going to be here, y'all got to take care of this as if it was your own.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't do that, then y'all cannot be here.
So she's got to have a second talk with them? She already had one.
His kids, man.
And they disappeared, and then they came back a few weeks later.
They're either going to come hoop at your house or come hoodlum at your house and throw eggs. You're going to get TP'd.
If you looked at me and said, Allie, you're going to have to deal with 17, or I'm making a, let's say four, neighborhood kids that you don't know, and you don't know their parents coming to your house and using your stuff, I'd be like, I'm not a daycare. Like, I'm not here. I'm not a park.
Listen.
This is my home.
That's probably the best.
This is my home.
That's probably the best rim in the neighborhood, and the last tenants 4 years ago let the kids hoop there. They had to.
Maybe.
Because
I don't know.
Otherwise, they'd have no reason to be coming to your house in particular.
Well, her husband doesn't want to confront the kids. He thinks they're being Karens.
I wouldn't either. I'm kind of on the husband's
side.
Come on. They're children.
So when it gets broken or if somebody gets hurt, what are you going to do?
If somebody, man.
Then what?
Listen.
You're going to go tell them they got to pay for it and you'll never see them again.
I'm not liable for you coming on my property without permission, because if I give you the permission, you got to take care of yourself. Mm. It's a swim at your own risk. No lifeguard on duty.
Oh, boy. 414-533-1037. Is Margaret the jerk if she tells the kids in their neighborhood to stop using their basketball hoop?
Mm-hmm.
She can't find the parents. They've talked to them once, and they want to know. Her husband says no.
Mm-hmm.
But now the kids are breaking stuff. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So the problem today is that Margaret, who wanted to be in the Kissmas Protection Program and change her name, is annoyed with the kids always using their basketball hoop in their neighborhood, and her husband doesn't want to be that neighbor. She doesn't know the parents. She's asked them not to do it. They disappeared, then came back. But now they're kind of messing with their stuff. So let's just go to the phones. Jessica is in Watertown. We'll start with her this morning. Hey, Jessica.
Morning.
Hey.
Okay, her husband doesn't want to be a Karen, and I get that. But are they the jerk if they tell these neighborhood kids to stop using their hoop?
Absolutely not. They're not the jerks.
Go on.
Okay, so the reason I say this is because it's not always the kids, it's the parents. So a few months back, my son had a friend come over, and his friend fell at my house, tripped over his own 2 feet, and hit his head, and had to go get stitches, and guess what? The parents are like, we want you to pay the medical bill.
Wow.
So, exactly. So if this, something happens on their property,
they're liable.
Be like, you need to pay the bills. You need to pay the medical bills. And
we ain't doing that.
Same reason we have insurance and all these things. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So annoying. Well, and then your insurance rates could go up, and it's just a huge mess. So absolutely not the jerks if they tell these kids to get off their property.
She was triggered too, and you have a great story that would back up why you feel that way. So
Jessica,
I can respect that.
Jessica got experience.
Sorry that that happened.
Yeah.
Especially with your kid's friend. How awkward for the two kids who are friends now.
Right.
Horrible.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Jessica, thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
Bye. Bye.
You imagine for you stay friends. You remember that time our parents sued each other? Over my stitches?
No, it'd be a nightmare.
Boy,
you know
what?
I'm actually going to go to Angela in Plymouth next. We're going to go to her because she sounded fired up. Angela, good morning.
Hey. Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good, good. How are you? Talk to us.
You think they're the jerk if they tell the neighborhood kids to stop using the basketball hoop?
No way. Not a jerk at all.
Why?
No way, Jose.
Nope. I mean, it's nice that they have a hoop in front of their house and stuff, but no way. What would be the difference if they had a pool in their backyard? Could they all the kids just come over and swim all the time?
DZ says
no
yes. I say hell no.
You know, it would be great to be that neighbor that everybody comes over, but I am definitely with the last caller, with Jessica.
Yeah, get somebody off my lawn.
Hurt. That's right. Somebody gets hurt, something happens.
Yeah,
no way.
No way. I mean, that's your property. Yeah, I get
100%.
That. 100%. All right. Thanks for calling, Angela.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Tammy is in Waukesha. Tammy, good morning.
Great morning.
Okay.
I like that.
That's
great
a nice,
morning, Tammy.
I like that too. Great morning. Okay. Well,
grand rising.
Are you going to clean sweep this?
That
or
part. I'm sorry. Y'all, absolutely.
She brought a broom.
Yep. Go on.
Well, so I say, wait, what? You want me to answer the question,
yes,
right?
Yes. Not, yes. Do you say jerk or not the jerk? You say not the jerk.
I say not the jerk. Look, I have kids, right? I have 5 of them. Kids have entitlement and boundary issues. They should definitely, so I'm like this. If they would have asked for permission in advance and she said yes, different story. But don't just come on someone's property assuming it's okay and playing the basketball, whatever the case may be. Boundary issues and entitlement issues these kids have.
I love the way you put it, and that is something we got to teach them. I deal with this with my kids all the time.
Right.
I mean,
yes, for sure.
I
it starts at home.
Yeah.
I wish my kids would do that. Yeah. No. So
Hudson cried the other day because I wouldn't buy him a car, and I go, "We're so far past this. Like, come on. Like, this is not. Are you joking me
boy,
right
you
now?
You got enough cars. Okay.
I was like, you got one yesterday. Like, this is crazy. You have to stop.
Yep.
But you're right. He's in tears now because they think they get everything. I'm like, no, you don't.
That's hard.
No,
that's
you don't. What made you think that? I wish. You know. Now I'm triggered. See.
It's
a clean sweep.
Clean,
back in the day, way different. We had to, do chores, whatever. There were expectations, and going on someone else's property, just assuming it was okay, is not one of them.
Yeah.
I would ask, And if they said no, okay, then it is what it is.
I like what Tammy said. Had they asked for permission and gotten that clearance first, but then you already know they would have already been respectful with the property.
The worst part is they already went out and asked them to stop doing it. True. So it's not even like they already know they don't have the permission. True. So that's what's crazy about it. Anyway. All right, Tammy, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard.
I do want to pull up Solis real quick because her and her son are in the car, and her son's a baller. This is a perfect mother-son. We got to turn down your radio.
We got a Hooper in the house.
Turn down your radio, Solis. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. You guys.
I just dropped him off. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
He's out of the car now. I mean, would you let him go on somebody else's property and use their hoop?
Hell no. No. My neighbor has a hoop, and they're like teenagers also, and he asked, like, if he can use it.
Sure.
And I'm like, you're going to use it when they're playing so you can play with them. Because if something happened, if you broke it or something, I'm not paying for it.
She's right. She says, hey, they have to be there.
Right. You can't use it on your own.
Yes. And it's a park that is closed, so he can go to the park.
The park is closed. Got it.
Yeah. So, but I'm very, they call me the military mom. I don't let them go outside, even if he's 14. I'm very strict.
Okay,
I'm
wait, you don't let them go outside? I mean, so, what is it? Why?
Outside, yes.
Sergeant Solis over here. Sergeant Solis.
Yes. Dude, the park is like, I don't know. I'm kind of afraid because he's a teenager, so...
Teens can get into some trouble. We know. So, Solis knows from experience. She's been there. She said, listen.
I was raised in Puerto Rico, so it's way different Puerto Rico than it is here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm one of those people that is always listening to the murder podcast. And yes, I hear a lot of things, so I'm very afraid with my kids. And also, I just bought my first house.
Oh, my goodness. We're getting the life story. Look at this. But now she lives in a neighborhood with a house.
Right.
So she can really relate to this now.
Things are on the up and up.
I haven't done the close yet. It's next week. But it's
she's closing next week. Got it. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
It's going to be my property. And I don't want strangers in my house.
Yeah.
If something happens.
Boundaries.
I have to be responsible for those kids. Mm-hmm. And I told my son, hey, I will put some water sprinkles in the front, sit with a beer in the front, wait for them to come around.
Hold on, how old is your son, Solis? How old is he?
He's 14.
He's 14. And he's Solis. What water is going to do? I'm like,
Watch.
Solis, he's 14. He's not running in the sprinkler. What the hell?
That's
not going to do nothing. I'm like, what's next? A kiddie pool? She going to get the guy a kiddie pool?
Right.
If Sergeant Solis said it, it's got to happen. If Sergeant Solis dictates it.
Oh, my gosh.
Then Solis, we appreciate you.
Have a great day.
Call us after you close, all right? We'll celebrate.
For sure.
Thank you. I will. Bye. Have a good day.
When she closes, we'll go over there and play basketball on her hoop.
Hey, I think we got permission, though. We got permission.
We do. Awesome. Not the jerk. Today, I don't think Margaret needs to worry at all. I think Margaret needs to say something, and she's not going to feel bad about it. Your property. Clean sweep.